The U.S. Supreme Court has revived parts of President Donald Trump's travel ban on six Muslim-majority countries. The high court narrowed down the scope of a ruling by the lower court that had blocked Trump's executive order. It also agreed to hear the president's appeals in the cases. While the legal battle continues, the administration will be allowed to immediately put parts of the travel ban into effect. The court also partly allowed a 120-day ban on all refugees entering the country to go into effect. President Trump has welcomed the ruling, calling it a win for national security. Trump's travel ban has become one of his most controversial policies. Opponents describe Trump's order as illegal and racist, while the administration maintains that it is necessary for the U.S. national security. Greg Grossman is an international lawyer and activist who joins us. So you have this travel ban of which parts have been now, I guess, okayed. What is your overall impression of what has happened?
Well, I think this latest decision by the Supreme Court of the United States was entirely predictable in the sense that there was, with all due respect, an air of lunacy to the challenges made by various states to the original policy. The challenges were premised on the notion that everyone in the world has a right to claim and enforce the rights conceded by the U.S. Bill of Rights, regardless of whether they're in America, have a connection with America, or are American citizens. And that, quite clearly, has never been the case. The other point that ought to be made is that at least some of these challenges were based on the premise that the policy allegedly violated somebody's right under the First Amendment, when in fact, if we look at it very carefully, whatever we might think of Donald Trump and the policy, it doesn't actually target Muslims as such. What it does, leaving aside the special cases of Libya, Somalia, you know, what it does is it targets Iraq. That is to say, it targets individuals not based on their religious convictions or religious beliefs, but rather based on their country of origin. And of course, there's nothing in the U.S. Bill of Rights, in the U.S. Constitution, that that prohibits discriminating against people, let alone against foreigners with no connection to the United States, based on their country of origin. So we come back to what this policy is really all about. Of course, the Trump administration argues that it's about security, and to some extent, I think that's a tenable position, certainly when it comes to the special cases of Libya and Yemen and Somalia. But more generally, the underlying policy quite clearly seems to be about anything but security, and more specifically, seems to be about advancing the increasingly transparent agenda of the Atlantic world led by the U.S. to target Iran. And now, of course, being able to claim the benefit, as they would see it, of compelling even those very few Iranians who, for some reason, for one reason or another, are prepared to embrace the Atlantic world agenda by encouraging them, or in fact forcing them, to stay in Iran with a view by the U.S. to encouraging dissent and insurrection and some form of rebellion, which, of course, is completely unacceptable. But that's really what this policy is all about. This policy is not about discriminating against Muslims. This policy, first and foremost, is about taking the fight to Iran and to Iranians. And in that sense, of course, the policy cannot be challenged in SCOTUS. Moreover, under U.S. law, the president and the executive clearly have quite wide discretion when it comes to formulating and implementing policies. And as I've been saying from the beginning, I would have thought the Supreme Court would be extremely loath to interfere with the exercise of those discretions. What we're seeing now with this latest order is that the court, which, by the way, with Trump's latest appointment to the Supreme Court, is now dominated by five conservatives appointed by Republican administrations, to four non-conservatives appointed by Democratic administrations. So the court is now essentially making it clear that what it's concerning itself with here is not the rights, the human rights, the civil rights, if you like, the political rights of the individual specifically targeted by this policy. Rather, the court is concerning itself with the rights of American state governments, American institutions, and American corporations, which consider themselves aggrieved by this policy because they feel they will lose money as a result of this policy being implemented. And in that sense, what the Supreme Court is doing is saying, well, hang on a minute, the original injunctions that were granted went way past the mark of what's appropriate. The Supreme Court hasn't, as such, it seems, ruled on the constitutionality of Trump's policy, but has said, look, the original orders went too far. If there's a concern, they should have been limited to obtaining interim relief, that is, orders from the court pending a final decision by the court, which will be, of course, made by the U.S. federal court in the first instance, on the legality, the constitutionality of the Trump administration's policy. So, in effect, what the court is saying is it's foreshadowing the fact that in the fullness right. of time, and this is all resolved, what the court will concern itself with is not the rights of foreigners and non-citizens. Mm-hmm. What the court will concern itself with is the rights of Americans, and more particularly, American governments, American institutions, and American corporations.
Okay. Thank you for that, Barry Grossman, international lawyer and activist.